a little scary for us.
I tell you, you got to give Perry credit. They went with one senior, Parker Husky at 5'8". She'll be joined by three juniors, Anna McCarn at 6'4", Lakin Moore at 6', and Whitten Coleman at 5'7". And rounding out the starting lineup is Jayla Yonkers, a 5'10 sophomore. Well, that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We're going to take a quick break, come back and get this game tipped off. Mountain Home and BB coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home won the tip to start the game. The ball went to Parker Husky on the left wing. Her three-pointer would not go, and the rebound comes to the Lady Badgers. Ball is with Barton on the right side. Now up top, it goes to Johnson. She'll dribble to the left wing. Gives it up near the top to Lockhart.
Yeah, 13 Johnson's the one that's going to make BB go. She likes to get to the rim, likes to drive middle, just like that right there.
And a good move by Johnson. She faked out her defender, went into the lane, pulled up for the leaning jumper, and BB strikes first.
BB's also going to play a little sagging man. They're going to try to bait you into shooting a whole bunch of three-point shots, see if the Lady Bombers can stay disciplined and get inside.
Ball goes up top to Coleman. Now near the top to Moore. Her three-pointer's banked in.
Hey, we saw Lakin bank one in to start the game off. Start the game off against Clinton, and the night went really well for her. So let's see if we can continue to have another good night for her.
Already a lead change as we are just over a minute into this contest. 3-2, Mountain Home up. 6:45 left in the opening period. Ball's with Barton as she crosses the timeline. Mount Holman in a man-to-man. She takes screen. And
going to be a legal screen?
Yep. They're going to get Deja Lockhart with her first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Lady Badgers and their first turnover of the night.
Yeah, they're going to try to set a lot of screens and get a little – they kind of start every set. They like to do hits off of their offensive side of things. And you know, that's one thing that that Mount Holman's going to have to watch out is those quick hitters off their man.
Ball is with Husky on the left side. Now she gives up top to Moore. Moore dribbles toward the right elbow, gives it to Coleman on the wing. She's dribbling into the paint, kicks out to Husky near the left elbow. Her jumper rolls around and falls in.
Yeah, great little offensive set. Mountain Home just kind of doing a little weave right there, being super patient. They kept moving that weave in and finally got it about the free throw line, was able to get a nice little jump shot.
Now Tom in a full court man as Barton's into the front court. 5-2, Lady Bombers up. 6 minutes left in the opening quarter. Barton dribbles to the right side. Throws it to Johnson, tries to save it in. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home, and it will be BB inbounding it on the baseline.
Johnson's a smart player. She's a junior, I believe, for BB. And yes, one that we saw last year. That was kind of their bright moment that they had last year was Johnson.
Ball goes down to Lockhart on the low block from the inbound pass, and she's going to draw a little contact. They're going to get to Whitten Coleman with her first personal foul. Team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. I keep wanting to say first half.
Yeah.
Coleman checks out of the game as Bailey Rindberg checks in, and the inbound pass is stolen by Yonkers, and back comes Mountain Home after following BB's second turnover. Ball is with Husky at the free throw line or to Rittenberg on the left wing. She will give it up top to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbling into the lane for the running jumper. No good. Offensive rebound from McCarn. She puts it back up. It bounces around. Will not go. And this time the rebound is going to come to the Lady Badgers.
Yeah, good offensive set. Anna was able to go get the rebound, just unable to finish it.
Here is Johnson with it, dribbling up between the circles. Going toward the left elbow. Now she's going to pull up behind the arc, pull up the three-pointer, misses everything. I think it was partially blocked. Lockhart got the offensive rebound, and she couldn't get the foul to go, and this time the rebound comes to McCarn. Back quickly comes Moore with it. She's going into the lane. She's going to be fouled on the way up and head to the free throw line with 5:08 left in the opening period.
Yeah, good quick transition there for the Lady Bombers. Was able to, good defensive set. Lakin was able to close out on Johnson, get the block. The ball fell right into BB's hands, but Anna was there for defense and another nice block shot and able to get the steal.
That is Hannah Johnson's first personal foul, team foul number two against BB here in the first quarter. Lakin Moore's first free throw is up and in. She has one more to shoot. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 5 points so far for Lakin Moore, 7-2. Our score, Mountain Home up with 5:08 left in the opening quarter.
Mountain Home going to be a full court man. They're going to make BB earn everything they got going into their offensive set.
Gomez will give it to Barton. Now over to Johnson on the left wing. Johnson trying to figure out what to go with it. Now gives it to Lockhart in the low block. She's going to go in for the layup. Good.
Yeah, Lockhart was just able to seal up Jayla Yonkers right there. Had a size advantage on her. Was able to seal up and get across and do a nice little reverse layup.
7-4 Mountain Home up. Here is Husky with it. Gives it to Moore. She's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Avery Mills. Go ahead.
Mountain Home's getting some good shots right now. They're just unable to fall.
Sarah Williams will check in for Mountain Home at the next available time. Here is Barton with it, giving it to Johnson on the right side. She's going to dribble down into lane, going in for the layup, but she's going to be fouled on the way up, or are they going to call it on the floor? I think they're going to call it on the shot.
Personal foul, Lady Bombers, number 10, Parker
yep,
Husky.
They are. Parker Husky picks up her first personal foul. That's the second team foul against Mountain Home here in the opening quarter. So Hannah Johnson will be shooting BB's first free throws of the night with 4:16 left in the opening period. Johnson's first shot is up. No good. Sarah Williams will come in for Mountain Home, replacing Jayla Yonkers. Williams, a 5'9 junior. And before the second free throw is shot, Mountain Home is going to take a timeout. We will break with 4:16 left in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading BB 7-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
Well, Mount Home taking their first time out of the night with 4:16 let's play in the first quarter as they lead BB 7-4. Lady Badgers, Hannah Johnson, still has one more free throw to shoot.
Yeah, right now the pace, I think you got to like it, favors Mountain Home. We're able to get good shots. They haven't made us take any bad quick shots yet. I think our full court pressure is going to wear them down. They're not known for having a very deep bench.
Johnson's second free throw is up. And no good. She misses both, and the rebound comes to McCarn. So it saves a three-point lead for Mountain Home as Husky's into the front court.
You see the sagging man right here that BB's in. They're just going to keep everybody back behind the three-point line, and they're going to try to make you shoot the ball.
Ball goes to McCarn on the low block. Her turnaround left hook was no good, and the rebound comes to BB. Here's Barton into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there to Gomez. Gomez dribbles into the lane. Looked like, wasn't sure if she was trying to go up with it or try to throw a pass, but BB was not able to save it. It goes out of bounds, and that'll be another turnover against the Lady Badgers.
Yeah, Livy Fossness in for Mountain Home.
Jayla Yonkers coming back in as Anna McCarn and Bailey Rittenberg take a seat. Fossness, a 6-foot sophomore for the Lady Bombers. Again, one of our Minnesota
transfers,
yeah,
we'll call them, right?
The portal.
Yeah.
Husky into the front court, gives it to Yonkers on the right side. She'll dribble up to the top, finds Husky on the left wing. She's going to put up the three-pointer. Good.
Yeah, that's one thing that BB does not want us to do. They had Clarksville, what did I say, shot 3 for 24 or 28 or something from the three-point line, was able to beat Clarksville 9 by 9. If they give Mount Home 28 threes, it could get ugly pretty quick.
10-4, Mountain Home up, less than 3.5 minutes left in the opening period. Barton into the front court for the Lady Badgers. Throws it to Lockhart on the right side. Gives it there to Johnson. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer to try to answer. It will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Husky. Nice box out by Husky.
Yeah, there. Good box out by all the Lady Bombers there. That ball is able to hit the floor.
Ball quickly goes to Yonkers on the left wing. She gets another three.
Yep. They're going to fall in bunches for this Lady Bombers, and it can be any one of these girls that are on the floor can hit that three-point. Sarah Williams, Lakin, Jayla, Parker, any of those out there can hit it. I'm not going to throw Livy in there yet. I hadn't seen her take enough of them.
And it looks like BB is going to call timeout to avoid the five-second count and avoid another turnover. So we'll break with 2:50 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading BB 13-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Well, both teams have taken a timeout here in the opening quarter. 2:50 left to play in the first. Coming off the Beattie timeout, it is Mountain Home up 13-4. Already 9 points from behind the arc.
Yeah, like I said, they're going to try to coax you into shooting some three-pointers. I don't know if they realize that we got a lot of three-pointers on the shooters on the floor.
Yep. Barton into the front court, throws it to Lockhart on the right side. Gives it down to Gomez in the corner. Tried to throw it to Johnson. Ball knocked away, and Yonkers couldn't save it. Almost came up with a steal. It goes out of bounds underneath the basket, and Beattie will keep possession with 2:30. Oh, did they reset the shot clock? I guess they said she had control of it. Okay. Inbound pass goes to Johnson up at the top. She loses the handle, gets it back. Now gives it up top to Barton. Now told once again in a man-to-man.
You notice where BB's running their offense from. They are a good 10 feet behind the three-point line out here. Mountain Home's defense is doing a really good job pushing them way out here to where they have to run their offense out past the three-point line.
Here's Barton with it. 13 left to shoot. Ball goes to Johnson on the right side. She'll give it up top to Lockhart. Over on the left side to Gomez. Down to five to shoot. 2:03 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to Barton. They're going to put up the layup.
Nope.
The ball went in, but they didn't beat the shot clock, so it's going to be a shot clock violation and another turnover.
As our own Zach Hutchins down here is pumping his fist. That's a shot clock. That's a shot clock operator's dream is
yes.
To have a shot clock violation, right?
So another turnover against the Lady Badgers with 1:58. Let's play in the first quarter. Now Tom gets the ball back, leading 13-4.
That's four early turnovers here in this first quarter by BB.
Ball goes to Williams on the right side. She'll take the screen, pull up for the three there on the wing. Good.
I mean, I told you, anybody on this court right now can hit that three.
All but one of Mount Tom's field goals have come from behind the arc. Three points on the night so far for Sarah Williams. 16-4, Mount Tom up. 1:33 left in the first quarter. Ball is with Barton on the left side. She'll dribble toward the corner, has the ball knocked away, and a foul's going to be called. They're going to get Mountain Home with that one?
Yeah, it looks like Sarah Williams. She knocked the ball away and was kind of pushing the girl to try to get possession of the ball. They're going to say that she bumped her a little bit. Good hustle there by Sarah.
That's Sarah Williams' first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first quarter. 1:27 left in the period. It's a 12-point margin. Mountain Home up right now. Inbound pass goes to Barton into the backcourt. She'll cross the timeline with it. Dribble to the right side. Picks up a drill, gives it to Johnson there near the corner. She'll dribble out a little more to the wing. Now goes into the paint, puts up the jumper, misses the rim, hits the backboard, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt. That is on Deja Lockhart, her second personal foul, team foul number three against BB here in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's one thing on Lockhart, that when the scouting report on her says that if you box her out, she's super aggressive on the offensive boards. If we box her out, then she's going to get a lot of fouls over the back, and we saw that right there. Good job. Who was that? I think it boxed her out. It was a great job by, I think it was Jayla maybe.
Yeah. Lake and Moore, Whitten Coleman, and Parker Husky checking back into the game. Miss who all there. I think Bailey Redberg, Sarah Williams, and maybe
Livy Fosness came out.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Here is Yonkers with it. She's going to be fouled dribbling to the elbow.
One more foul. We'll be going to the line right here to shoot two at this last minute.
Yep. I'm going to give that one to Bailey Barton. That's her first personal foul, fourth against BB here in the first quarter. So that was the last foul the Lady Badgers have to give this quarter. 1:01 left in the period. Mountain Home with the ball up 16-4. Inbound pass goes to Moore. She'll be fouled on the way up into the lane, and she'll head to the free throw line. That took about 2 or 3 seconds off the clock.
Wow, did you see that nice little offensive set?
Yeah.
They were in a man. Mountain Home just spread them out, had four girls in the top of the wing, the lower corner, the other wing, and the other corner, and Lakin just slipped around her girl right down the middle.
First free throw for Moore is up and in.
If you're a coach out there, you're just like, that's way too easy. That shouldn't happen.
Yeah, that was Avery Mills' first personal foul. Again, Mount Home in the bonus for the rest of this quarter. And Moore gets the second. She's a perfect 4-of-4 from the line with 7 points. Inbound pass goes to Barton. Full court man once again for the Lady Bombers. 18-4 our score. Barton across the timeline, dribbles between the circles, gives it over to Johnson on the right side. Up top to Mills.
Yeah, I got an offensive foul.
Away from the ball.
Yeah, Witten was just all up in Johnson's business right there, and Johnson didn't like it. Just a straight two-hand shove to the chest. We call that the Witten factor. She has, seems to have that effect on a lot of players.
That is Hannah Johnson's second personal foul. And was that the fifth turnover? Or
fifth turnover, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Husky into the front court. Gives over on the right elbow to Coleman. Oh, back over to Husky on the left wing. Her three-pointer is nothing but net. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, these Lady Bombers are hot right now.
15 points just from behind the arc. 21-4 our score. Mount home up. 22 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Now Barton's met by a double team, and Bean's going to call another timeout to avoid a 10-second count. Will break with 16.1 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home leading BB 21-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.